This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Across Verhage, pressured by Marner, a shot, save wall, in front, it's gathered by Matthews, he clears, 9 seconds, the Panthers charge in quickly, Verhage across for Reinhardt, it's skipped away from him, Benoit takes it for the Leafs, eats up the final seconds, he will play it out to center, the horn sounds, and the Toronto Maple Leafs hang on for dear life in game one. The Leafs win it 5-4. Toronto takes a one-game-to-none lead in this second-round best-of-seven Stanley Cup playoff series.
It was the perfect storm of, that's not the way you want to start when you're, everybody's got lots of energy and jump, but there's some tension to it always at the start. So when you're behind one, and that was our first period, you know, we didn't look like ourselves. And then righted it in the second, and after that, had a pretty good push in the third.
Paul, what do you attribute that sloppy start to the first two?
Coaching. That's what I do.
Wow, what a game last night, and a slow start. You heard it all. We'll get into all of it, including some of the drama that took place. There's got to be something chippy going on. Come on, man. You saw what just happened in Tampa Bay. There had to get a little something in there, and Anthony Stolarz, our former goalie, one of our goalies here, who is their number one guy, leaves in the second period. Got hit early, and I don't know, for people who didn't see it, got hit with a puck, fastball, then knocked his helmet off early, and he was shaking his head a little bit. And, of course, down here in South Florida, we're specialists on the concussion. We know a concussion when we see one. And so he seemed a little dinged up, and then later on, Sam Bennett comes in the second period. Sam Bennett comes in, forearm, elbow. Nothing's called, but the guy goes down. He gets up. So it's kind of that delay thing. We've seen this concussion thing. Like, it's got a lot of different personalities to it. So he goes over to the side, plays through it, and then comes over the side and starts throwing up. So that wasn't a good sign, and end up taking him on a stretcher, on an ambulance, and I'm guessing, listen, I'm some form of, I don't know how severe the concussion is, because he did play a little bit at that, but yeah, now they're all over Sam Bennett, who's a chippy guy, physical guy, and then they moved on, and Panthers, after being down 4-1 after two periods, come back with three in the third period, including 5-4 with 1:55 left. And had some chances. By the way, they had an empty netter. The guy whiffed. The guy misses on empty netter. But they end up having a couple of shots there and couldn't score on the backup goalie, Joseph Woll, in there that was in there at the time. And probably going to start this second game. So it was a crazy game. We'll get into all that stuff. It was a wild night in the NBA, by the way, for anybody. Maybe everybody says, you know, the NBA is pretty even. The NBA doesn't really have any dominant teams. You're going, I don't know. Cleveland and OKC seemed a lot better than everybody else. Well, guess what? OKC and Cleveland both have a loss here early in the playoffs in their first games at home. So last night, Denver goes down. Denver gets a win on the road, and the Knicks also get a win against Boston. Boston shot, this is what we always talk, and they shoot a ton of threes. Listen, they've won a championship doing it. They shot 60 three-point shots last night, made 15. 15 of 60. They shot 35% from the field. 60 of their 97 shots were three-pointers.
I think Denver's got a legit chance to win this thing, man. I actually put a little money on them earlier. I thought they had really good odds to win it all. But, Joe, I think they got a chance, you know, with that big guy. And, you know, the way that he's – I know I kind of dog that guy a little bit, but I got to give him credit. That guy is playing at an unreal level.
Well, he goes 42-22 last night, to your
point. Yeah, I mean, these numbers are comical at this point.
Those are double-double-doubles. he does double-double-doubles, like, so they can count for another game because he gets so many. 42 points, 22 rebounds in that game last night.
These playoffs have been very unpredictable to some extent, haven't they? Like, they've been tougher to pick. Usually they're a little more, you kind of see how these games are going to go. And, you know, like tonight I think is interesting with, you know, with some of the games on the schedule. I think that Warriors series is very intriguing.
They're all going to be fun. If you're here to this point, I agree that there isn't. I think Cleveland still, along with OKC, still the favorites because they had the best regular season. But the playoffs are a different animal. There is no question, and hitting big shots. And last night, Tatum goes 4-for-15 on threes. White goes 5-for-16, and Brown goes 1-for-10 as your top three scorers. And if they play like that and they don't shoot well, and they're going to keep taking threes, they're not going to change their game and all of a sudden go inside. They shoot a lot of threes.
Celtics have been quiet this year, man. They haven't had that same buzz around them that they had last year. You notice that?
Well, I know they had second best record.
I haven't really. It just feels like they don't have that championship buzz around them, but I don't know. It'd be tough for the Knicks to knock those guys off.
Yeah, I don't trust the Knicks.
It's a great start.
I don't trust the Knicks.
It's a really good start to go in there and get a win.
But it was good stuff last night. It's good. Listen, it's great the way you play in a regular season. How do you play in the playoffs, man? Because everybody's going to remember how you played in the playoffs. How do you play in game sevens to move on? How do you play in the playoffs in the next round and things starting to tighten up just a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more? And then Aaron Gordon, of all people, hits a three last night for Denver that ends up, I mean, a good look. And Aaron Gordon's playing out of his mind. Some of the shots he's had in these playoffs. Hits a three last night with 2 seconds left, and that's a ball game. And so OKC goes down and at home, lose home court advantage for whatever that means right now in these playoffs. But
it means that's a team, just like Cleveland, they have no experience in these situations.
That's all.
That's why I told you going in, a little shaky on those teams. You would know this better than I would, but that whole experience thing, is that overrated? Does it, you know,
I
kind of matters a little bit, though, don't you?
I do believe you. You got to get your feet wet. And
that was what they said about Duke in the NCAA tournament, right? They go, those guys never got tested during the season. They finally get tested.
Like we went through, you know, again, it's a different sport and a different time and all those things. But we had home field advantage a lot in the playoffs or at least early in the rounds. And we got to Super Bowl twice, but we lost a lot of home games during that time, too. We lost some home games we weren't supposed to lose. We lost to Seattle. We lost to San Diego in a game that we should have won. I mean, we had some should have ones in there for sure. I don't know if we should have beaten New England or not. Felt like they beat us up pretty good. But, boy, we did have a few to move on to the next round of the playoffs or to a Super Bowl. And we came up short. But, yeah, I think there is something to be said for experience, and we'll see. But, hey, man. We got so much stuff. There was so much stuff happened last night. We're going to try to get, first of all, Justin Tucker, after all this talk about we're going to let him compete with the other. No, they're not. Justin Tucker, he got released, and it's no surprise. The NFL investigation is still going on. When you become a distraction and you don't kick the ball well in your last year, 22-30 on field goals, missed a couple extra points, cost him a couple of games, as good as Baltimore was. He missed some big field goals. What have you done for me lately? You've been a great player. We appreciate everything you've done for us. You may or may not go in the Hall of Fame after this whole thing, but we are not going to have you around to find out when you don't kick the ball well and you got 16 massage therapists in 8 different spas accusing you of sexual misconduct. The odds against you, you know, guys always say this, especially, and I've had guys like, can you believe that many women are after him? I go, no. I said, maybe one, maybe two, you know, are looking for a payout. But when you start getting a whole bunch of women in different places and the same story, there's probably a little something to it. Probably.
He did something. I don't know if he did what they're all accusing him. He did something not good.
So anyway.
By the way, how gutless of the Ravens organization to come out and call it a football decision.
Yeah.
You punks. What a weak move that is.
Well.
You believe that? A football decision?
I think.
Come on, man.
I think, first of all, I got all kind of theories on this, Justin Tucker. First of all, I think he knew this was coming, and I think it affected his kicking last year. I do. For all of a sudden to be this guy who has been known to be the best kicker for a long time. He's 35 years old. He's gone a long time where he's been the best kicker. I don't know if he's a Hall of Fame kicker or not, but he's been the best kicker. And that guy has just been 50, 55 yards in. He's had some really good years. Really, really good years. And with this hanging over, I think the Ravens are trying to stay loyal to him. He's been working out over there. But listen, they went out and drafted a kicker in the 6th round. A kicker going in the 5th or 6th or 7th round is equivalent to a first-round quarterback. You're gonna be the guy. When they went out and got Tyler Loop from Arizona in the 6th round, that guy's going to be the kicker. New England just got Borgalis. He's going to be the kicker in New England, okay? Short of just falling apart when he gets there, those guys are going to kick. And I'm guessing, you know, Justin Tucker, that was not going to be an open competition, talking about a June 1st cut officially. But teams don't want to deal with this. This is the last thing. No matter how much you like somebody, I don't know what you call it, Woody, you can call it gutless and stuff. They don't want to deal with that stuff. Teams don't want to deal with drama. And, hey, what are you going to do for your kicker, especially when he's been really good and everybody knows it. And then this one comes out. And this is the second guy. Deshaun Watson obviously had a lot more cases to it. And you've seen he's
same just, result, though. Both guys can't play anymore.
Yeah, destroyed.
It's a Tiger Woods deal here as well. But
nobody will touch.
So you're okay with that?
Like, I don't care.
Football decision?
No, I don't care. Okay. I don't care what you call it. No, right. I didn't. I saw it. I didn't care.
I just thought it was weird.
What? So they just decide instead of getting involved, this is not a good look. Or they stayed somewhat loyal to the guy
and
for winning
all
the games.
And they sent out a beautiful statement. Oh,
so I got it. When I saw it, I went, I'm not hurt. I mean, you can call it gutless or whatever, and it's fine. But, hey, man, it's a cold business. Sorry, man, we like you a lot, but you didn't have a great year. As many misses as anybody in the game. They start thinking, well, we're all thinking this. You probably knew this was coming, and we just not going to deal with it. It is a cold business because we love you, man, for all the winning field goals you made. And you've been great, and you've helped us. You've been a big, big part of our success. But, yeah.
So does the NFL respond by, like, saying, you know, having a policy similar to, like, they have with casinos, with massage parlors? Where they're just like, you can't go in. Can't even go in.
No. I got to stop guys from
going. Well, you've had a lot of issues, man. You had Bobby Kraft get in trouble at one down here. Right? You've had Deshaun Watson. You've had Justin Tucker.
Yeah, I don't think
these guys are. I mean, these massage parlors are taking guys down faster than casinos.
Woody, guys go to these things.
Yeah, but they must have people at the facility.
They do.
Go to the facility.
They get their old private ones. I know my neighbor had my neighbor, Brandon Fields used to go to a woman at a massage therapy place down the street, and I was hurting, and he goes, man, you ought to go to her. So I called her, and she started. She was great. She was fantastic. I never thought anything of these things, man. I don't know. But a lot of guys have their own physical therapists with the amount of money they make. Some of them come over to the house now. Sometimes they go to these places. But, yeah, man, I mean, Woody, just because a couple of guys do these things.
It's taking a bunch of guys yeah. down though here.
I didn't know where you were going on that, man. All of a sudden you're gonna band them here like. Sure, Massage Envy's ready to come over and punch you in the face.
Man. I love Massage Envy.
There are 200 locations here in South Florida.
Look, I've never had a problem at one of those places. So I don't know what these guys are doing, man.
Listen, man, I don't know either.
If they think they're entitled to something, I don't know, but
Who knows, man? Who knows? I have no idea. I can't even relate to it. I can relate to a lot of things that have happened when guys go through certain things because I've had some things happen, but that one I've never had that one. That one is brand new to me. So hey, by the way, besides all that stuff, we got a bunch of other stuff to get to here. When we come back, I don't think it's a big deal. I'm going to start. This is my teaser, and it's Tyreek Hill. But we're going to come back, and I don't know. It's one thing for us to sit here and talk about list of best players, and we did it yesterday talking about the Mahomes-Brady picture at F1, and are they the two best to ever play, even though one's still early in his career, and Brady has got every record possible. Well, apparently Tyreek Hill had a top five list too.
So you were already, by the way, just so you know, you've already been called out on Twitter for that. Late last night.
For what?
You said you thought Tyreek would lay low until the start of camp.
I know.
You were off by, well, you made it one day.
You
made that comment, so.
So, it's an interesting
this is
one.
This is not obviously arresting.
No, but.
But you want the guy to just shut up.
Yeah, just
for a little bit.
And I realize he can't.
There you go. And now, at least now you're coming
but,
around.
But if you can't, I'd rather have it with this stuff where you might have a teammate or two pissed at you and a coach rolling their eyes.
Great.
They'll put up with that compared to attorneys calling and depositions, and he has to come up. And, oh, man. I swear to God.
You were close, bro, in fairness.
You know,
you're about as close on this as you were on the Odell Beckham thing.
Holy sh!
Yeah. You made it. Well, actually, you made it 3 or 4 days because I think we were talking about that with Bo on Thursday.
You
got close.
This is minor, though.
It is minor.
Just can you give me credit? This is minor.
Absolutely. It's harmless.
And I'm guessing Chris Greer's over there and Mike going, this is no big deal.
Well, if they didn't think the last thing was no big deal,
right.
I'm guessing, like,
that's a good point.
The guy was dangling a baby over a balcony. He's like, you know.
Wow.
So all right. Obviously, this is
probably
harmless.
Wondering if you don't know, we'll get you caught up on everything when we come back.
So
that's
close.
That's our teaser. Kind of like going to your South Florida Chevy dealers. You've been teasing yourself. It's time to go because we got great products, man. When the SUV and truck family right now, we are on fire. We are jacked up, not just about the Tahoes and Suburbans, the big boys and how comfortable, and they got bigger and just everything about them is fantastic. If you need more space, go check it out. The Tahoe and Suburban take care of everything. But let's talk about the midsize SUV family, like the all-new Equinox, man. Boy, it always starts for me with eye-catching exterior. You got an SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability, but the 2025 Traverse got everything you need, man. First of all, the look is spectacular on the outside. It really is one of my favorite. Spacious, comfortable, room for everybody. And then on top of that, the turbocharged 2.5 liter engine. And then I go to two of my favorite midsize SUVs, to the Silverado trucks, especially those strong running trucks, man. Choice of four strong options. You need a powerful truck that can work like you do, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, and the hardest working bet in the business. Helped conquer all your toughest jobs. Hey, Monday through Sunday, baby. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today with outstanding offers that are going on right now. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Take a test drive and fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Said, could I rank my top five quarterbacks? Lamar, Josh, Pat, obviously. No, this is no order, by the way. Baker Mayfield and Joe B. Joe Shiesty, too.
All right. Hey, listen, man. You know what? Things are getting boring around here a little bit, so kind of pick it up. One thing about Tyreek, and by the way, he did nothing wrong. This is not illegal. There's, you know, no attorneys are going to call.
Should be illegal to put Baker Mayfield in your top five. That should be, actually.
No.
That should be an arrestable offense.
He might be mine.
Get out of here.
He might be my fifth guy.
Shut up.
Well, you go back and look at stats and you decide who you want to be, because I think there's four by themselves and the fifth one is hard. But that's just me. But anyway, it's one thing for us to do a list and talk about the best quarterbacks or the best wide receivers. So Tyreek Hill, for some reason, decides he's going to do top five quarterbacks. And he came out with a list that I happen to agree with. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Baker Mayfield. Not in that order, by the way. In no order, actually. I would rank them differently. But those would be a lot of people, whether Baker should be the fifth guy. But the bottom line is Tyreek Hill, who's got a quarterback, and Tua Tagovailoa, who had as the second guy last year behind Patrick Mahomes. Of course, that was after Tyreek Hill led the world in every stat possible and was the number one player. He had Tua number two. Said Patrick Mahomes, you know, winning Super Bowls at the time, was one. And so now he's got Tua off the list. So look it, he's not on the list, and I agree. And he missed six games. And even if he didn't miss six games, he probably was going to miss that list, considering they didn't throw the ball down the field and there weren't that many stats anyway. But they're working out over there, chemistry. They've got these OTAs. Part of OTAs is get your guys together in off season, build up camaraderie and chemistry and get to know your coaches and your system and really enjoy what Mr. Ross built over there, which is a palace. In the football world, that thing would be known as a palace. No question about it. It's nice. They got great food. They got the best chefs. They're making sure that thing is a five-star experience while you're doing a little work in the offseason, learning the system, and spending time with the guys, new guys. Everybody gets to know each other. And it's a good time for quarterbacks and receivers, especially for timing and getting everything back and coming off a down year in the passing game. I don't know why Tyreek Hill felt the need of all the top groups he could have done. And I know he's one of the, you know, he knows the quarterbacks, but why would you put a top five together? And he would have got called out if he put two in there, like, oh, you're just sucking up to your boy getting ready. I'd rather had it that way than not to do it and put out this list. Hey, man, it's one thing, and I happen to agree that Baker might be the fifth guy. Actually got me looking at it last night, and Baker's year, I think he threw over 40 touchdowns probably.
You're going on numbers alone?
Yeah, I do. Well, okay. Oh, he went to playoffs too.
Okay, you don't like Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, and those guys?
Well, Jaden just didn't have – Jaden could have been in there. He would have been – he could have, but he only threw half the touchdown passes Baker did.
Jalen Hurts not doing it for you.
All right, it could have been him.
Matt Stafford. I have to get the list in front of me now.
He could have been fifth too, but, you know, Jalen, you know, was probably going to get hurt because he had the great running game behind him. And
your boy Herbert?
No.
No.
I'm not. It's just getting back this list instead of getting sidetracked on this bit. Why go in that? Because this list, anything Tyreek does right now on social media or anything else, it just blows up. Whatever he does. So you go in there today and you're throwing it to him. It's a little awkward. Hey, man, you know. And Tua probably knows, like, I'm not with those guys. My numbers were less than half those guys. I didn't go to the playoffs. Those guys, you know, not all of them. Joe Burrow didn't. But I'm sure, you know, he knows he's not a top five quarterback off of missing six games.
We should ask Tyreek in his media session to elaborate, and he should say that Tua is too injury prone to be in his top five.
Oh my God, I'm afraid he'd say it. Don't do that. The only thing I was thinking today, I just think it'd be funny today, just to have some fun with this, is Tua comes out today, and we haven't heard from Tua, by the way. Tua, outside of getting in that car and going, wow, he was flying around the track. He had to come out with his top five wide receivers.
Well, that guy Tyreek lost a step, yeah.
Jefferson, St. Brown. No, not my guy. Nah, hell no. And maybe put Waddle in there or something ahead of him. I don't know. I just he just can't help himself. Yeah. Just you were doing a good job for like a week and a half. I mean, it was two strong weeks. Now some people are gonna go, hey Joe, it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
He came
it's just
out
that he can't stay away from the spotlight.
But you know what, man? He's already apologized. For if people aren't aware, he did apology at Super Bowl directly to Tua. Hey, man, I'm sorry. He realized he quit on him. Some people are salty. They're all, you know, and all that stuff. And so whatever and stuff, comments. So whatever it was, he felt the need to apologize directly to Tua. Hey, man, I want to apologize to Tua on media day. So I went, whoa, for Tyreek to do this? Man, this is – so now I don't know, man. Like, you don't have to throw it in Tua's face. And I don't know. People are going to – you know, well, Tua's got to be able to handle it, and it's the truth, and dude needs to play 17 games if he wants a shot to get on that list. And I just – do you really need to wake up and see Tyreek's list of at your position? He really, Tua is like driving in and he's got everybody calling him, hey, you see what your boy did, man? You see what your receiver did? You see what Tyreek got listed out, man, at quarterback?
The best is I'm just picturing like the PR people going in to see Mike this morning. Hey, just a heads up.
Well, that's
he's
what
done
that's,
it again.
That's what Ann does. Like, yeah. Hey, this is out there, and Mike's probably going, I don't think it's a big deal. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they know it's Tyreek, and Tyreek being Tyreek, and
Mike's probably also said, God, can't we just go one day, just one day without this nonsense?
So I was told that amazing. Everybody's at camp. They're supposed to be there, and so I don't know. You can make out of it what you want. I can't, you know, go back and forth, and you know, don't be sensitive, dude. That's just the way it is. But you know,
someone said it's a good thing. Tua needs some motivation.
Yeah.
Another
maybe.
Person said I would have preferred Hill just tell the truth and say Tua sucks, always hurt, needs perfect weather, makes stupid mistakes with the ball.
Well, he does that, then that would be
there you go.
That would make headlines a lot more than
find
just
out who's
here.
More replaceable, him or Tua.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I think the only thing Tua can do now, he's got to come out with his top five wide receivers. He
that
has to.
That would be fantastic.
That would be good today, huh? Tonight he comes out with his top five wide receivers. Shaking my head, man. That's a shaking my head. Anyway.
So close, bro. I know.
I thought he could be. That was asking too much to be completely quiet. Like, he's got to do. He's got.
You were asking way too much.
I know, but could he have done, like, offensive lines or something? Why'd you have to do it to the guy that throws you the ball? Why didn't you mess with the tight ends or something? Another position or. I don't know.
Pretty
man.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, good chuckle to go. You know, I just was looking at Dolphin News. I swear to God, last night I was getting ready to go to bed. And I go, let me just look at Dolphin News here because we're going to be talking to Kyle Crabbs, and I had some things I wanted to talk to him about with the roster this morning. And I went, wow, Tyreek. And I thought it was – first it was the divorce stuff, and it was some of that. It's more stuff coming out, and, you know, she's fired up. Which divorces, it happens. I didn't even read it. And then I go, wait a sec, what's this other thing? I go, oh, he's got his top five quarterback list. Oh, this can't be good. This can't be good. All right. Hey, listen, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here on crazy night. Hey, as crazy as that start was for the Panthers, I thought they were going to tie that damn thing up at the end. I thought they were going to tie it. They got a couple of shots here at 5-4. They scored right there at the end, just under 2 minutes left, and they fired a couple of shots. And I went, man, that was crazy. What a comeback that would have been. All right, came up short. Crummy-looking first period for him last night, down 4-1 after two periods, but end up making it got it a little bit interesting the last couple of minutes. Of that thing last night. We got more stuff to get to here this morning. I do want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers. Mother's Day is just about here. Now, you know what Mother's Day means. That means you got a mother, you got a wife that's a mother to your kids, and your kids are going, I don't have any money. I'm too young, Dad. That's on you, man. What are you doing? What are you doing for mother? And I go, yeah, Beverly's Jewelers is the place to go. Whatever kind of combination you might need to take care of, I want to let you know, birthdays, anniversaries, Mother's Day, and yes, the diamond engagement ring. You're getting ready to pop the big question. Congratulations. She's the one. I know. You've had that, and I hope it works out. But you got to get started, especially if you're on a tight budget. You got to go to Beverly's Jewelers because they put together a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. It is spectacular. Choose from all shapes. Larger sizes are available at similar savings. But hurry. This deal won't last forever. Gold prices, by the way, are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Now, I trust Beverly's and have for a long, long time. For any occasion, it's the only place I've gone for more than 30 years, in Fort Lauderdale, just off Commercial Boulevard, or online, go to bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is weather time, brought to you by the DeMesmin Andover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It's 79 degrees. I don't know, Joe. It says there's a risk of severe weather.
It was severe yesterday afternoon.
Did you catch it?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We got the baseball game in. We had the baseball playoffs yesterday. So, I don't know. Didn't rain out there on the beach.
I heard it popping pretty good.
Got you up there in the out west?
Oh, no. I got it now. It was overcast. So
it looks pretty dark behind you.
Yeah, that's all right.
It looks pretty vicious behind you. But
that's all right, man. Hey, by the way, you know, we didn't talk much about this, but that 6:40 start yesterday to watch Sandy Alcantara against the Dodgers again, and Ohtani hit a line drive home run that, you know, they clock all these home runs now. It was 114 miles an hour. They had it like 50 feet off the ground. It was just roped. It looked like it was like it wasn't high enough to get over the fence, and it just kept going and going. So anyway, he and Freeman had home runs in Dodgers 7-4 win, and that lineup, man, that 1-4 lineup I told you about yesterday, they were that was a productive group last night in that game. By the way, last night.
So real quick, Joe, this guy pitching tonight has an ERA of 8. For Miami?
Yeah.
They were talking about on the show before us, they go take the over. The Dodgers might get it by themselves.
Well, yes. if you got problems pitching right now, that lineup that they put out there is that's a tough one, man. That thing is that's why you go if you want to see it. Like, all right, I want to see the best one of the best lineups, hitting lineups in baseball. That put that thing right there at the top with
Ohtani's got to be the most exciting player since like the steroid era, right?
The only thing is I hate to forget Judge, because Judge is just been off the chart. He has, and he lost his sidekick.
But Judge, like, to me, like, the thing about Judge, he's just a home run hitter.
Oh, he's actually right now he's leading the league in about everything.
I know, but he's really a power guy. Like, Ohtani's, he's got the stolen base record and everything.
No. Ohtani does.
And he can pitch.
Yeah,
it's
no.
Kind of cool.
He said he's going to be pitching here pretty soon.
I know that bothers you.
It's amazing that they're talking about being shorthanded. They did. They pitched 7 guys last night to get through the game. But anyway, so we got all that. They'll have game 2 today. Panthers. Well, I'll tell you what. A little concerned when last night, Toronto scored like 30 seconds into the game. Nylander had the first of 2 goals and an assist that he had, oh, by the way, in the first period last night. He got off to a great start as one of the best players in the game right now. And then, of course, the drama hits in the second. Anthony Stolarz, who, if that sounds familiar, was a goalie here in the past, in the second period. First, he got hit, by the way, to set it up. If you missed it and you just think it was Sam Bennett forearm / elbow to the head, that finished him off, but he took a puck that he did not see. I can't imagine being a goalie and somebody fires a puck from the top and through the traffic, you don't see it and hits you right. You don't see it very often. I don't see it very often. Maybe you guys watch a lot more hockey than I do. He caught the puck right on the mask, and it knocked the mask off. And he was shaking his head for a while. They did a close-up, and, you know, those guys are tough. And you could see him, like shaking his head and rolling his eyes like, you know, hey, you know, those things, I don't know what speed on it was, but friggin' it was a shot. Now you go later on, and Bennett's in front, and they slow it down, and probably should have been at least a 2 minute. So now, of course, nothing happens. He ends up coming out of the game, goes over the side later on, and he's throwing up over on the bench. He's throwing up, and they take him out, put him, you know, on a stretcher. I think somebody realized, like, hey, we got some problems here. This is a little serious here with the NHL, also very aware of the concussion problem, like the NFL. Not to the same number, but they've got their own problems. So now, just reading everything this morning, and they're going, this guy's done this before. Sam Bennett did this before a couple years ago, body slam Matthew Knies, and he should be, you know, he's a chippy, dirty player, and he should be suspended. So, and their coach after the game was upset, nothing happened, and guy was right there, like, officiating, was right there, didn't call anything, and he went down and then kind of got back up, and it was a crazy one. It was kind of that delayed reaction thing. We feel like we know a little thing too about the concussion, don't we? We're kind of, when the NFL says concussion, we think down here, don't we, first? I'm not being, like, you think concussion, and I go, yeah. And by the way, I see a guy.
Yes, Joe, I think Tua, when you.
Like any guy, looks like he's got a concussion. We got guys sprinting out there taking him off because.
To answer your question, yes. Tua is the originator of the concussion team.
So now, and by the way, we've seen everything. We've seen him lay there with the fingers curled. We've seen the delay reaction coming over. We've seen the next day he comes into camp and he doesn't feel right. And people are going, why didn't you catch that yesterday? Remember that? He came in the next day and he goes,
yeah, his concussions are bad.
He's had them all. Like, he's had every form of them. It's not a shot at the guy, but, you know.
Well, it's not his fault.
Puts a lot of pressure on the people that are there to police it, to make sure. And that's all I could think of last night. The guy's puking over, you know, later on. And they're going, hey, we got this.
It's bad, yeah.
Not normal from the shot. And for, you know, at first I saw it, I didn't think much of it. I go, okay, there's a little something there, but, you know, they're always getting chippy with the goaltender. And
it's just kind of funny how it always comes back here. But
yeah, well, listen, we've been in the middle of it, but hey, that's their style of play, man, and they're not going to change. They're physical, they're chippy, it works for them. Those guys are making a big deal, like Tampa Bay can't lose their cool. Because they got Bennett and Tkachuk and those guys, and they're going to try to get under their skin and get them out of their game. A big deal. All those guys are doing this for a living last night. All these former great players are going, these guys are chippy. They're physical. They're going to try to get it. They're going to, you know, hit you a little bit late. They were showing them kind of Tkachuk bumps into guys and Bennett bumps into a guy late, and they turn and they're all upset. And that's part of the game of what the Panthers do.
So if he comes back and plays, they're going to want the coach put in jail. Remember they wanted that down here? Oh, that was the national media. That wasn't local. Remember they wanted Mike put in jail?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
That thing got messy, man.
That
was not a fun time.
No, we went through that whole thing.
We did go through it.
Went through the whole thing.
Sure as hell did, yeah.
Literally, you know. And
it's amazing.
Right? How come you didn't catch it? And we did catch it, and, you know, and you let him. You should have known, by the way, he went backwards on his head, and he got up. And, yeah, I just feel like we've been through them all. And then him down on the ground, and was that Cincinnati game with the – was that Cincinnati fingers curled up a little bit?
He's done the curl thing three times?
I think twice. So,
he
anyway.
He definitely did it with the DeMar Hamlin one, right? That was the one last year.
Yeah, that one was
that was ugly.
That was a bad one. That was, hey, listen, and we'll see what happens. But on top of all that stuff, with OTAs going on right now, and that thing last night that was with their goalie, I thought, here we go, man, here we go. But hey, good job getting him off, and hopefully he's going to be okay. And I'm guessing he ain't going to be playing anytime soon, would he? Would you agree with a guy that has that? That would be a bad look to see this guy back goal.
If there's one thing I've learned from this whole situation, it's that we don't know.
Every team's different.
We just don't know. Josh Allen different. Barely misses a play.
He tells the doctors when he goes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you saw. Clearly was concussed. He missed a play. So I don't know.
I think a lot of guys do that. And
here's the thing with hockey players. I don't know, man. Those guys play with a lot of crap.
Oh yeah, they're not going to.
You've seen guys like, I was like, Sidney Crosby missed like a long time when he got one. I mean, some of these, you know, just depends. But yeah.
All right.
If I was a betting man, Joe, I would think he'd be back this series.
Oh, he'll be back this series. I think he will. I mean, but I don't think he's going to be back in. He won't be between the pipes next game. No way he comes back after that. What are you going to say? He had a touch of the flu? Hey, we got more stuff to get to. 7 o'clock hours coming up here, man. Great games last night. Great games across the board. Great basketball so much for a home court advantage for the teams with the best records. That all changed last night. A couple of early upsets as Denver and New York both get wins on the road. We'll get you caught up on everything else. And, of course, not just that, but one of the best kickers is probably, I'm guessing, career is done right now. We'll get you caught up with all that news as well. So we got a lot of stuff to get to. This morning, though, I want to tell you about something very important. Very, very important. Anthony Caliendo, the main man at the Business Broker Experts, wants everybody out there that's had their business and built it up and maybe just kind of burned out. Maybe thinking, hey, I wonder what I can get for this. Put a lot of time and effort. It's been good for my family. We've been able to have a good life with it, but maybe it's time to sell it. Well, if you're asking yourself those questions right now, are you tired of all the stress and are you tired of all the risk and are you tired of all the competition? Are you tired of all your employees, whether they show up or not? Are you tired of just being tired every Friday you come home going, oh boy, how much longer can I do it? The wife's tired of hearing about it and says, please sell it. Please call Anthony Caliendo, the main man at Business Brokers, and let him sell it for you. First of all, this man is all about marketing. He'll market it. He's already got a whole bunch of people that moved here to South Florida looking to buy companies just like yours, no matter what size they are. I'm telling you right now, he gets it done for you. He gets you set up. The other thing is, a lot of people have no idea. They know it's been good, but not exactly sure what your business is worth. Sit down with Anthony Caliendo and his team. They'll come up. It's free. It's a $2,500 value to you to find out what it's worth, and then let him go to work. 1-800, the main man specializing in getting the most money for your business. That's 1-800-843-6246. And ask for the main man, Anthony Caliendo, or visit the web at themainman.com.